This is Wade Rescue with the Chief Organizer's Report, Making Poverty Myths Face the Facts. I first met Mark Rank, Professor of Social Welfare at Washington University in St. Louis, when we were both panelists at a forum at Loyola University in New Orleans evaluating the impact of Katrina on New Orleans. It was clear from his research then, more than 15 years ago, that he was a fellow traveler and comrade in a fight for more equity and justice for low and moderate income families in America. When he sent me the manuscript for his new book, Poorly Understood, What America Gets Wrong About Poverty, written with several co-authors, so that I could write a blurb after reading, I made him promise at the same time that he would be a guest on Wage World so that we could dig deep on the struggle to get people, mainly politicians, to face the facts about poverty rather than manufacturing falsehoods that prevent real progress. It's important to underline some of the key arguments that Mark has made for years. One is the importance of understanding relative poverty versus absolute poverty. Mark and his colleagues define poverty in these terms as families making less than half of the median income in any country. In the U.S., that would be families with less than $30,000 annual income. In other countries, the figures would be different. Poverty is relational, in other words, because money, goods, and status are country-specific, not one-size-fits-all across the globe. Looked at this way, the U.S. has among the highest rates of poverty among industrial countries in the world. Another pillar on which Mark's arguments rest is the fact that poverty is not a rare experience for Americans. It's virtually a universal experience. His data has shown that 60% of Americans have experienced poverty at some point during a year, and 75% have experienced near poverty. We ran through a catalog of common myths while we talked. Poverty is whiter than minority. Poverty is increasingly more suburban and rural than urban. Poor people spend more conservatively than mythmakers argue. Poverty is preventable with more money and investment in a real safety net. Education will not cure poverty. Most tellingly, Mark and his co-authors tackle the fact that the cost of poverty is enormous to the non-poor, along with society and economy as a whole. They reckon the price at more than $1 trillion per year. Furthermore, the payoff of investing in the poor produces amazing returns. We both acknowledge that none of these reality checks based on hard data and experience mean that we can expect change. I did argue that now, like during the Great Depression, might be an opportunity for change because the pandemic and its attendant economic collapse, with 20 million unemployed and almost everyone but the rich adversely impacted, might offer a window for change because a majority constituency of Americans has now felt the knife of poverty at their neck. During the pandemic, it hasn't been those people, but all of us. Mark agreed, and both of us felt that this is part of why President Biden's stimulus program and similar proposals have been so popular, especially the cash transfers. There's a huge bunch of beneficiaries now, which creates a huge body of support for more of the same. It's an opportunity if we don't blow it. This is Wade Brathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.